truth. Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The supervisors of the great Los Angeles County decided to surrender rather than fight a lawsuit threatened by the American Civil Liberties Union. Why? Because their lawyers ominously warned that the county might lose the case and have to pay the ACLU's attorney's fees. The ACLU demanded that the county remove a tiny cross from its seal, one of nearly a dozen symbols included in the seal. You can look at the seal and see how ridiculous was the ACLU's demand. A third of the seal and the centerpiece is the Greek goddess Pomona standing on the shore of the Pacific Ocean. The ACLU doesn't object to her. Portrayals of pagan goddesses are okay. Both side sections of the seal depict California motifs. The Spanish galleon San Salvador, a tuna fish, a cow, the Hollywood Bowl, two stars representing the movie and television industries, oil derricks, and a couple of engineering instruments that signify Los Angeles's industrial construction and space exploration. The cross is so tiny that it doesn't even have its own section and consumes maybe 2% of the seal's space. Removing the cross is a blatant attempt to erase history, to drop it down the memory hole, as George Orwell would say. It's just as reasonable to recognize the historical fact that California was settled by Christians who built missions all over the state as it is to honor the Spanish ship, the San Salvador, which sailed into San Pedro Harbor, named after St. Peter, on October 8, 1542. The reason the Los Angeles County seal is such a big deal is not because it is a violation of the First Amendment. It is because a pot of gold hiding under it is attracting the ACLU like honey attracts flies. A little-known 1976 federal law called the Civil Rights Attorneys' Fees Awards Act enables the ACLU to collect attorneys' fees for its suits against crosses, the Pledge of Allegiance, and the Ten Commandments.
Are you shocked by judges ruling against the Pledge of Allegiance, the Ten Commandments, and the traditional definition of marriage? For more on the threat to self-government by activist judges and Phyllis Schlafly's new book called The Supremacists, call 1-800-726-8096. That's 1-800-726-8096. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show and a man
who never gets mad at someone that knows more than he does. He realizes it's not their fault that they're smarter than he is.
Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along with this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. Well, today is one of the days that I realize that just practically everybody out there is smarter than I am. I have been studying for the past 2 hours, trying to figure out what has happened since we were last on the air. And really, I am in a state of confusion on two different stories, and I've called some experts on the subject, and they've tried to explain it all to me, but it's a little bit deep. It has to do with agriculture in both instances, and it could have a lot to do with the way this country is going to be run. Now, first of all, the United States, we sent a trade representative to the World Trade Organization meeting. They're having a new deal concerning world trade. And typically, of our trade representatives, we always knuckle under. I remember very well, back in the 1960s, we sent a trade representative to Russia. If you remember, if you're old enough, and not too many people are anymore, to remember when Eisenhower was president, he would not allow our farmers or our farm organizations to trade with Russia. We could not sell wheat to Russia because it was a communist nation, and we would not sell a communist nation our grain. They had the money at that time, and we could have traded it for gold or oil back in those days. But no, we did not do that. And we sent a trade representative, and I can't remember his name, but I'll never forget that he came home then later. This was like in the 60s after Ike. He came home with a 5-year grain deal, and he didn't know how much grain the Russians were going to purchase. He didn't know which grains the Russians were going to purchase. He didn't know what price we were going to get for the grains that the Russians were going to purchase. He didn't know how we were going to deliver the grains that the Russians were going to purchase, but he knew it was for a 5-year deal. Never forget it, because I was on the air at that time on a local radio station, and I made the comment, "Hey, why do we send these dummies over there? College-educated professors, if I remember what this guy was." I said, "Well, send a used car salesman. They'll come home with a deal. Send a cattle buyer. Now, they'll get a deal. Or take a little kid that knows how to trade pocket knives. He'll do better than these guys do." Okay, now, Robert B. Zolik is our trade representative speaking for us here in this great United States of America. And he has reached an agreement to cut subsidies for such crops as corn, rice, wheat, and soybeans. He also reached an accord with 4 cotton-producing countries in West Africa for eventual cutback in subsidies paid to American cotton growers. Now, the EU, the European Union, They still have $3 billion subsidies. It's an annual export subsidy for their farmers. The United States supposedly has a $19 billion subsidy, but let's realize we outproduce the EU by bushels and tons and gobs and bunches, okay? Now, here is what the deal is. This all has to do with the World Bank, the United Nations, the International Monetary Fund. They're all involved in this thing, and we're going to cut subsidies. So I did a little checking this morning. Now, corn that was over $3 a bushel here in the United States, and I called my local elevator to see what corn was worth today, has dropped down to $2.12. We've lost right at a buck a bushel on corn, which is a third of the value since, I don't know, time flies. I'd say within the last 60 to 90 days. I don't know. Soybeans were up at $10 a bushel for a while this spring. They are bidding at my local elevator $5.61. Wheat, which was well over $4, has dropped down to $2.92. Now, here's the deal on these subsidies. If you are a regular listener, you heard one of my callers call in one day, and he said, I always get $3.92 a bushel for my wheat. And I said, oh, really? And he said, yes, I do, because I am in the program. And this is what the subsidy does. The target price on wheat for 2004 through 2007. Now, I'm assuming these figures are right. Like I said, I've been talking to experts on the subject all morning, and I am just more confused than I am wise. But the target price on wheat, for example, is $3.92. I gave you corn first, I think. Okay, let's go with corn. Corn, they're bidding at the local elevator today, at my local elevator, $2.12. All right, the target price is $2.63. So that subsidy is going to be the difference between the $2.12 and the $2.63, which would be, what, 51 cents, would it not? At the present time, market prices change. Target prices stay fixed, the way I understand it. The target price has changed since last year, but it will not change again till 2007, so the figures we're using now are good for this year. Okay, soybeans, which were $10 a bushel, well, the target price is $5.80. So in that case, when they were $10 a bushel, there would be no farm subsidy on the soybeans, right? But now soybeans have dropped down to $5.61, so there would be a 29-cent subsidy there or something like that. Anyway, I'm trying to do that in my head and talk at the same time, and I can't do those two things at once. Wheat is, the bid price on wheat today is $2.95. Again, this is at my local elevator. And the target price is $3.92. So there's almost a dollar difference that would come back in this subsidy. Now, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know whether those things will continue or not. But Robert B. Zolik is our trade representative, and he says he's cutting those subsidies in corn, rice, wheat, and soybeans, and in cotton also. And this will probably go into effect, I believe they said, in 2006. We'll be right back.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show. Bill Duncan of Kansas knows that the 301, formerly known as bypass, really works.
After some trips to the emergency room and doctor visits and a lot of problems in March of 97, I was in a hospital for test observation for probable circulatory problems, and there's no doubt in my mind I was on the verge of having a heart attack because I began to add all these symptoms up, and I remembered a phone number I had jotted down about 6 months earlier while listening to the Derry Brownfield Show. I ordered my first bottles. Within 2 or 3 days, I began noticing symptom relief. Several things began feeling better. So using the tablets right away, I was doing what they said it would do, and I was impressed with that.
Improve your own cardiovascular health. Get your own 30-day supply of Cardio One, formerly known as Bypass. Send $43.95, check cash or money order to Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. That's Cardio 1, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
Bush economics, Kerry economics, what's the difference really? Well, here's the key issue. Today we're in the early stages of a historic flight out of paper and into tangible assets. It began in 2000, based on our massive debt and deficits, and now economists aren't sure that any politician can stop it without lowering our standard of living. But Swiss America and I agree on this. The time has come to raise the standard of living by owning debt-free and inflation-proof assets like gold coins. Find out how easy it is to move onto a personal gold standard, no matter who's elected in November. Just call now, 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUYCOIN, and ask for the annual report, A Tribute to Reaganomics, A Return to the Gold Standard. It's free. Just call 1-800-289-2646 or 1-800-BUYCOIN.
That's the sound of a dead car. It sounds like about $1,200. That's the sound of my daughter finding out she needs braces. Sounds like a few thousand more. That's my credit card swiping. Sounds like a lot of trouble for such a small sound. And it's a pretty good chance that's a bill collector. Sounds pretty hopeless. So I called Cambridge Credit Counseling. 1-800-419-9696. They are a non-profit service. I explained my situation, and they gave me straight answers. The help we needed, not another loan. They worked out one low monthly payment. We even get money back just for paying on time. That's Cambridge's exclusive good payer program. All it took was one call. 1-800-419-9696. That's the sound of the beach. A family who can afford to get away and relax. Thanks to Cambridge Credit Counseling and our single low monthly payment, things are sounding better already. Why not call 1-800-419-9696?
We have returned. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. And a caller just called in and didn't want to be on the air. And if you don't want to be on the air, why do you call? But I will take her question. She said, how does a bureaucrat like this Robert B. Zolik have the authority to just change everything around when it's affecting people's lives all over the United States? That is because Congress will not do its duty. Congress could stop every bit of this foolishness if they would just say, hey, you don't have the authority to do that, and if you guys are going to continue to operate that way, we're going to cut your budget so you don't have a job. Simple as that. I don't know how many people I talk to, people in the know. I'm talking about people that really understand the constitutional law. And saying about how Bush, I said, I'm so disappointed that Bush hasn't just cut these greeny weenies out. Just shut them off. They got all these people in the Forest Service and the Fish and Wildlife Service that you know, are their property takers. They don't want to do anything that's going to help the United States, that's for sure, trying to put us out of business. And I had a half a dozen different people tell me all Bush would have had to have done was just vetoed those bills. Vetoed those budget bills. They send them in, send them back. Veto them again until they get those things, those programs cut down and eliminate some of that stuff. He could do it, but he wouldn't. I don't remember Bush ever vetoing a bill. And I think it was Eisenhower. I'm not sure about that. But I think it was Eisenhower that vetoed about 90% of the legislation that was given him. One of those presidents 30, 40 years ago just vetoed everything. And I remember if it was Ike, they said, well, that Ike, he was a do-nothing president. But still, we kind of stayed within our budget back in those days. Jeffrey in New Orleans, Narlands, I guess I should say. Narlands. Jeff, what's going on?
Well, I've been following this Geneva thing ever since it broke Saturday night over the BBC. I can tell you right now that this whole exchange situation came about because the U.S. broke with its farmers and compromised with the Africans and the Asians in order to let our industrial goods into Africa and Asia over and get them to reduce their tariffs so that we would reduce our farm subsidies in exchange. the whole point is that this is a preliminary agreement, that the details of it are going to be hacked out next year. And when those details come out, you're going to get another NAFTA. You're going to get another 26,000 pages of regulations for this and regulations for that from the World Trade Organization. It's another world government grab. Now, mind you, I'm opposed to farm subsidies of any kind because that's government welfare going to people who really shouldn't get it, because I think that we would be much better off.
Hey, can you hold on, Jeffrey? Sure. We're going to take a break here. I heard a little tune in my headset, and stay with us. We'll be right back.
The Derry Brownfield Show.
We all know the song, You Load Six.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, and veterinarians are having with Silver 400. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 800 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, HIV, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 400. In 2001, antibiotics saved no one from anthrax. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 400 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the product in your medical supply wisely with the help of MSP Research. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 350 pages. Give us a call at 334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use Silver 400 orally, topically, and in IV solutions. 334-493-0420.
And we have returned. Jeffrey, are you still there?
Oh, yes.
Yes, go ahead and finish your comment, Jeffrey.
As I say, I'm opposed to subsidization because it's another form of government welfare going to people. But here's the problem. The way this is being set up, you're going to have a world government telling you what crops you can grow in this country, what crops are going to be grown in Africa and Asia, etc., all in the name of trying to set up this global economy. And the result is going to be that the only people who are going to be able to farm rice or whatever these crops are, rice, corn, wheat, sugar, etc., are going to be the corporate farmers who can afford to absorb the lowering of the prices through the loss of the subsidies, and the little family farmer guy is going to get knocked in the head once again in the name of world order.
Okay, now you made the comment, I wrote it down before the break, going into the break, you said that you're opposed to welfare going to people who really shouldn't get it. And then you came back and you said you realize that these farmers can't farm at the prices that we're growing crops for today.
That's right.
So it's not the farmers that's getting the welfare. It's the multinational corporations, that the Mundys and the ConAgras and the Cargills and the Daniel Midlands and those people.
Right, but the way they could have been beaten and still could be beaten is to get rid of the income tax, get rid of the government, all of the hidden taxes that are put on food by the government, and there are many, many hidden taxes that go into the price of products, to the point that that the money is being inflated all over the place, and you don't even know it. Plus the fact that you've got that Greenspan and his people are once again inflating the currency, and you can see it in the price of commodities as they're rising. Like bacon is now $3 to $4 a pound. Beef has now gotten up to $6.50 a pound for good steaks. Pork chops.
If you can find a decent steak.
Well, I can find them at Save a Center and others, but it's hard. You're right, but I can find them.
Calicrate has good steaks.
Yeah, but they're $12-$14 a pound, and that's pretty hard to take. But at any rate, the point is that the inflation is coming back, and nobody's talking about it. and of course, the result of the hidden taxes that the government is putting on food and other things that you buy are real, including especially fertilizer, tractor fuel, tractors, etc., treating them as if they are sales goods instead of capital goods. That is, goods that are used to make goods. Results in the farmer being literally run out of business by the government itself through its stealing money from the one hand and then claiming to give you a subsidy on the other.
All right, now you seem to have studied pretty much what's going on in this World Trade Organization meeting. When you came on, you were talking about how we were going to make this deal. We were going to cut our farm subsidies if who would allow our merchandise to go where?
African and Asian countries.
Yeah, but they're not going to buy them anyway. They don't have any money.
Well, what they're thinking of is that they'll do the farming for the U.S. and send their goods into the U.S. and then get the money from the goods they send to the U.S. to buy the industrial goods.
Okay, hey, appreciate the call, Jeffrey. Let's move along here. Go to Bill. Hi, Bill. You're on the air. Hello, Bill.
Hello, Derek.
Yeah, there you are.
Yeah. I'm the wolf guy, the one that sent you that wolf picture.
Oh, okay.
You know, you talked about that Russian grain deal. I think that 1973.
Was it 73?
I think so. I remember it broke me. What town people don't understand is we got such a crooked setup in agriculture that if one price of something goes up, they force the other price down. In 1973, when they sold that, well, that caused the 1974 cattle bust, because when the price of grain went up, what'd they do? Only I didn't have any grain. I was just raising feeder calves, selling calves off the cows.
Right.
And they broke the price of the calves. Remember that? You were in the business.
Oh, I've been... How many times? You know...
Well, that was the worst, because everything we was having to buy went up in
73. Right.
The price of baler twine went from $8 to $35 and stuff like our $40.
Yeah, I remember barbed wire. You couldn't even find barbed wire. Remember, people were giving $50, $60 a spool for a roll of barbed wire.
Right, and our price of fuel went up so much. But you see, they was ballyhooing up how the grain was so great for the... And I didn't realize it was going to ruin me. I thought it would be all right if the grain farmers got a little better price for their corn. But it broke me. My calves in 74, I sold the calves in steer calves in January of 74 for 56 cents a pound, and the same steer calves that fall were down to 22, see? Boy, that don't go very far.
No, I remember that very well.
You know, in any other...
But, you know, it happened again, and I can't remember exactly what year, but I remember, and it's been since we've been on this talk show here...
Oh, yeah.
...that you could buy a 300-pound heifer... For less than $100, you could buy a heifer calf for less than $100. A three-weight wiener, a wiener kind of a heifer for less than $100. Remember that?
Yeah, I saw those good heifers selling for 35 cents a pound at the local sale barn.
Right.
At the time you're talking about, and that's been about, I don't know what you say, about 10 years ago
or less, because we've just been on this show 10 years, and
uh-huh.
And I know we were talking about it then, just like when the butcher hogs were bringing the nickel a pound.
Yeah, I saw them sell at 8 cents up here at the local sale barn there. That would be about 4 years this December, I think.
Right.
Something like that. Do you remember a word you never hear anymore? The government never used anymore. Parity.
Well, they forgot all about parity 50 years ago.
They just don't want to mention it, and I was wondering.
Hey, well, I'm a wondering too. We have to take a break. Stand by. We'll be right back.
the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Hey, Jack Flood here. It's been said that those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. It's hard to learn from history, though, with the propaganda, lies, and blatant omissions webbed together by the controlled mediums we count on for our information. That's why the Barnes Review is so valuable to researchers like myself. Barnes Review carries titles such as Andrew Jackson's Prophetic Warnings, Why Civilizations Self-Destruct, or House of Rothschild, one of my all-time favorites. Why not call the Barnes Review now to receive your copy of their bi-monthly